The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon. In the second reading, we hear God shows no partiality. Meaning what? He doesn't care, he doesn't mind, or he doesn't love you less or more just because of skin color, or just because of your culture or your language, or whatever you are, if you're rich or poor. Because when God created us, he loved us even before we were born. So God loves not only the saints, but also the sinners. Not only the law-abiding citizens, but also the criminals. God does not love one more than the other. Please remember that, okay? Because sometimes we tend to love less or love other people less because of certain partiality, meaning just because. I love, for example, since I'm from the Philippines, should I love the Filipinos more than others? No. Should I only serve the Filipinos? Well, that's why I had to grow. Remember, when I was in the Philippines, I thought that I was only meant to be a priest in the Philippines. I did not expect, nor desire, nor dream about going to America to serve Americans. I only spoke the local languages in the Philippines. But when I came here to visit the States because of my mom, I decided, by maybe it's God's will, that I also be able to serve other people from different languages. From being a Filipino, I joined the Adorno Fathers, the Italians. I had to what? Learn how to eat like an Italian. Do you know how they eat? The old ones, at least, they eat their pasta with what? Spoon and fork. They like to twirl their pasta. In the Philippines, and I think also Americans, we eat our pasta by slicing them up. But the Italians, no, they twirl it. And Father Nicholas had to teach me how to twirl the pasta. And also I had to learn a little bit of Italian. And then I never thought that I will have to learn how to say Mass in Spanish. The more we are willing to serve and obey and follow Jesus, the more your heart is open to love more and more different kinds of people, different times and places. So God shows no partiality. However, he says also that God appreciates, accepts those people who are what? Who are living a righteous life. Meaning what? He accepts, appreciates those people who are trying to live according to his will. And of course, the opposite is what? He cannot, will not accept people who continue to live a life of sin, who do not want to repent. And that is what the gospel is all about. Today we celebrate the feast of baptism of the Lord. Christ was baptized by John the Baptist. Now, what is the similarity between the baptism of Christ, that's one of the seven sacraments, and the baptism by John. The similarity between the two baptisms is that both baptism is geared towards God. Of course, the difference is the baptism of John is not one of the seven sacraments established by Christ. The baptism of John is simply what? A baptism of repentance. So the question is, why did Christ allow himself to be baptized by John? Even John the Baptist said to Christ, "You, I'm supposed to be baptized by you." Why? Why did he say that? Because repentance. Do you think Christ needs to repent? No. Why? Because Christ did not sin. Why? Because he cannot sin or go against himself. Sin is all about what? Sin is all about disobeying the will of God. Yes? Sin is all about disobeying the will of God. And Christ is God. How can he disobey himself? Remember, Christ was obedient until death, death on the cross. He said, "I and the Father are one." And he said, "Thy will be done." So all throughout his existence as a human being, and obviously as God, he cannot and will not sin. However, he was baptized by John. Why? Because at that point in time when he was baptized by John, he, Christ, was human. And as human being, he is trying to tell us, he is inviting all of humanity to a life of repentance, to a life of reconciliation. It is through him, with him, in him, Christ, we are able to go back to the Father. So by being baptized by John, he, Christ, representing humanity, calls us to repent, go back to the Father by believing in him, by believing not in John the Baptist, but in Christ. Remember, in the later part of the gospel, it says, the Holy Spirit, looking like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And how and why is the Father well pleased with the Son? Because the Son always consistently lived according to the will of the Father. And that is what you and I, by our celebration of today's baptism of the Lord, we are reminded to repent, to change our ways. Yes, in this church right now, all of us have committed different kinds of sin. All of us. None of us here are without sin, okay? Let us not pretend. Even though you sometimes try to act holy, you are not. Nobody here is perfect. Nobody here is without sin. All of us have sinned. Now, the question now is, first, do we acknowledge that we have sinned? Because, again, what did I tell you? Here, I can talk against and expose the ugliness of sin. Outside this church, what is happening? Outside the church, there is no more sin. The media, Hollywood, the actors and actresses, they will tell you there is no sin. They tell you not to repent. They tell you, oh, God loves you, but you can still continue living a life of sin. There is no sin. There is no repentance. Here inside this church that I only have you for a few minutes, I'm telling you, we are sinners and we need to repent. We need to acknowledge our sinfulness. And of course, we can only acknowledge our sinfulness by what? By accepting our responsibility. What did we say a while ago? Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. In English, what? Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. It's not my mom's fault. It's not my dad's fault. It's not my husband's fault. It's not my wife's fault. It's not the government. I am angry. I am the one who is impatient. I am the one who is unwilling to forgive. I am the one who looked at pornography. I take responsibility. I cannot say the devil made me do it. That is the most nutty statement that anybody can say, huh? Remember this, huh? The devil cannot make you do it. Sin is all about choosing evil. The devil, of course, is smart. He knows your weakness. He's smart. He knows when you are weak, when you are vulnerable, and then the devil will tempt you. He can only tempt you. Like, for example, during Lenten season, you're not supposed to eat meat. And then here comes your friend giving you Burger King. See, the devil might even use your friend to tell you, eat meat. And then, of course, what will you say to yourself? Oh, he's my friend. I don't want to hurt his feelings. Even though you know you're not supposed to eat meat during Lent. You preferred listening to your friends that might be used by the devil to tempt you rather than disciplining your body. So the point is, the devil can tempt you only. It is your choice. But you cannot say, oh, Father, I ate meat because of my friend. No, because of you. Please remember, huh? Stop the blame game. That's the problem with the outside world. The world outside, always blaming others, always minimizing sin, always rationalizing sin. Here in this church, here in front of God, we acknowledge without any pretensions, we are sinners and are humbly asking for God's mercy. And do you think God will always be merciful? Yes. God will always forgive all sins except the ones who always pretend and will not ask for God's forgiveness. And that's the problem I am trying to insist on you all the time. Don't hate me for exposing abortion. Some are so tired of me because they say I talk too much against abortion. Oh, yes. People in this church, in our parish, telling me not to talk against abortion or any other sin, even against homosexuality, any kind of sin. They just want to come here in peace and receive communion and not talk against sin. I'm sorry, I cannot do that. Let's not pretend. This is not fantasy. This is reality. And reality is we cannot go to heaven with the stain of sin. And the stain of sin will not disappear if we do not ask for His forgiveness. Please, be careful. Because the world is doing its best to confuse your minds and hearts. I, on the other hand, my joy, my obligation is only to lead you to Jesus. To lead you to enter God's kingdom. To be able to reconcile yourself with God. Unlike the other ones outside the world, they only want to make money and be famous. I don't care about making money. I don't care about being famous. I care about your soul. And that is what Christ is telling us today. Baptized by John to a life of repentance, to change our ways. So my dear friends, if we are to judge ourselves now, let us face it, we have still a long way to go in our imitation of Christ. We just spent Christmas and we talked about the birth of Christ. But it is not about pure sentimentality, pure lovey-dovey feelings. Because sometimes you think of Christmas as being fantasy or beautiful. No, I'm sorry. This is beautiful, yes. But you also have to what? Huh? Listen. You better be able to accept also what? The crucifixion. Some of you only like this image. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. He was obedient until death, death on the cross. That is why the Father was pleased with his Son, because he was obedient. All of us now are challenged to imitate the humble, the simple, and the obedient Christ. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,